welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you are ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter, a visionary strategist, a highly driven entrepreneur, and a lover of adventures. I'm here to help you navigate the sea of business and life and show you the true freedom of being an uncharted entrepreneur. If you are ready to tap into bold courage and live the life you're called to create, join me on this journey. Let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. And today we are going to talk about the one thing that I think every female entrepreneur and every career woman, I don't know if men actually worry about this as much as we do. I'm pretty sure they don't. I've never heard my husband say, oh, I don't have good work-life balance. But every woman I know, especially every mom I know, is always looking and wondering and asking the question, is it possible? Is it possible to have work-life balance? And after 31 years in business and raising three boys, I'm here to tell you the short answer to that question is no. I'm sorry, ladies. No, it is not possible to have balance in work and life. But the long answer is no, you can't have balance. But I do believe you can create harmony in your life. And what do I mean by that? Why am I saying that? So when you think about balance, at least in my mind, I picture a weighted scale. You know, the ones that, and that may not be the proper name of them, I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about, the funky looking scale thing. And it has the two weights on both sides. And it's like that teeter-totter. And balance is when they're both equally the same. That's balance. And if we're trying to create balance with our work and our life that are equally the same as far as time, that's never going to happen. Never. But what we can create is harmony, which is like a beautiful song that when it works together and it blends together, it's just beautiful and it gives us peace and joy. And that's what we really want anyway. I don't think any woman out there is saying, I want to spend as much time playing with my kids as I spend on my work project. What we want is quality. We want quality time. And that you can definitely achieve. Is it easy? Oh, heck no. Heck no. It's always a constant struggle. And even now, as an empty nester with grandbabies and, you know, in-laws that need our attention and a husband, you know, who we want to have fun, you know, I want to have fun with, and we want to do things and our hobbies, we still struggle with it. So it's a constant struggle, but there's definitely times in our lives that it's more of a challenge than not. And I think sometimes to create that harmony, it's also being okay that there's going to be seasons in our lives that maybe our life, our family may take priority. And then there may be seasons in your life where your work will take priority. And what do I mean by that? So let's talk about your life seasons. There may be a time whether you just had a baby, or maybe you have a sick family member, or hey, maybe there's a pandemic and you're forced to start homeschooling your kids and you didn't sign up to homeschool when you had those babies. Your family may have to take priority during those seasons. And then there's going to be other times that your work is going to be your priority. Maybe you are striving for a special project that you signed up for, or you have a new client for your business and you really want to impress them, and it's going to take a lot of time and effort to put into that. or maybe you're starting something new. I know for me right now, I don't feel like I have a lot of harmony, and I'm spending a lot more time as I build my business, but I'm okay with that because I know in the long run, it's going to give me more harmony again back in my life. But I know starting something new, creating a new business, because I've done it two other times in my life, I know that takes a ton of time and energy, but it'll be worth it. Or maybe you're a career woman. Maybe you're not an entrepreneur and you're listening to this and you've got a chance to get a really big promotion that's going to benefit your family in the future, but you have to show up. You have to, you know, go in early, stay late, but it's for a very short season of your life. It's not forever because we can't sustain that kind of thing forever. The other thing is maybe you work in a business where it's seasonal. When we used to have our chimney cleaning business years ago, it was a very seasonal business. And we knew that we worked really hard in the fall and that we were able to convert our business so that we got a lot of the business in the springtime. We worked intentionally at that, but it was still very, you know, a lot in the spring and the fall and not a whole lot happening in the summer and winter. So we knew that we just worked really super hard on our business in the fall and the spring, and we could play more in the summer and the winter. Maybe you're a tax accountant and you're, you know, obviously there's a season for that, or a wedding planner, wedding event planner, there's a season for that. So there might just be seasons that your business and your career takes priority, but it's a short season. What causes stress and guilt and anxiety for most women is when we're trying to work hard all the time in our business, but yet we want to spend time with our family as well. We want to be there for them. It's not possible to be the superwoman for everybody. We can do it for short bursts of time intentionally, but if you're trying to live that way your whole work life, that's where it causes that anxiety. So the key to living in harmony is to learn to let go and just give in to those seasons. Know that there's going to be ebbs and flows and highs and lows, and quit trying to fight it. Just know that sometimes your family will be your number one priority and your business may have to slow down a little bit, or vice versa. There's also some tips that I've learned. And again, if you don't know my story, I've, you know, built two highly successful businesses. And during those seasons was raising our three boys. And I'm known in my business life and my friend's life that I was able to create good harmony and relationships with my kids and my spouse. But I worked really hard to do that. So I want to share with you some tips that I found were helpful to me. Now, please, please, please hear me. It was not always pretty. Oh my gosh, never pretty. And I am not claiming that my life has always been in harmony or balance and all of that. Totally hasn't. But what I have learned is when I'm able to be, again, intentional on things, it's so much more peaceful. It's so much more joyful than the times that I wasn't. And I was not in a good place with either my family or my work. So know that it's okay. And again, we're never trying to be perfect, but we're just trying to do the best we can. So anyway, here are some tips that I found and I still work at to help me have more harmony in my business and my life. And again, it's never easy. You do have to work at it. So number one, learn to close the dresser drawers. What do I mean by that? If you could imagine a large dresser, like the old-fashioned ones with tons of drawers on it, and each drawer represents a piece of your life. So you have one drawer for work, one drawer for your family, maybe one for you, maybe one for your spouse, maybe one for your sick grandma who you want to help take care of, maybe one for your aging parents, maybe one for a project you're working on. Maybe you're working on a new business, so that gets a drawer. Maybe one for homeschooling. Maybe one for a hobby you want to pursue. So each drawer has its thing in there. And the key is you open one drawer up at a time. So you're going to open up that drawer for work. And you're going to be intentional, again, I guess that is the word of this podcast, intentional. But you're going to open up that drawer. And when you're working, you're working. You're focused on your business, your career. And when you're done, you shut the drawer. Then you can open up the next drawer, whatever needs your attention right there. And sometimes a drawer may only be open for 15 minutes, sometimes 5 minutes. Sometimes you just need to peek in the drawer and make sure it's okay. And then you can shut it and open up another drawer. But what causes chaos in our lives is if we try to open up all of the drawers at one time. And we're trying to be the entrepreneur. We're trying to be the homeschool teacher. We're trying to be there for our sick grandma. We're trying to be a loving spouse. And we're trying to be a good mom all at one time. That's chaos. Picture the dresser drawer with stuff falling all over out of it. And that's where if you could just learn to think about your life as compartments of that dresser and one drawer at a time. The key there is, and this is again, something really that I know for myself, I have to work very hard on, is when that one drawer is open, make sure that's what I'm working on right then and there. And I commit to really doing my best. Because I don't know about you guys, but I have found with my business, if I really sit down and stay focused on what I'm supposed to be doing that day to build my business, it truly only takes a few hours of, you know, really, here we go again, intentional work. It's when I maybe have the work drawer open, but then I scroll Facebook. Or then I spend some time talking to a friend, or maybe the kids stop by unexpectedly and I spend some time playing with, you know, the grandkids. And I'm not, but the work drawer is the one still open. That's where things get totally off balance again for us and that chaos ensues. So really learn to be, you know, work with that image of that dresser and commit that when one drawer is open, the others stay closed and you stay focused on whatever it is you're supposed to do at that moment with that drawer open. So that analogy, I learned that years ago from a mentor, and that's always really stuck with me and really helped me kind of keep things in that harmony, in that balance, we will say. So number two, ask for help. I just talked about this in the episode 14, right before this one, a bonus episode I did. And it's okay to ask somebody to help you. We are not meant to be superwoman. And learn to delegate. Ask, you know, if your kids are old enough, and I mean like 3 years old, can start having little jobs around the house. It's not going to be perfect. But it's okay. They're going to learn how to do those things. Ask your spouse for what you need him to do. And then outsource. I'm so big on outsourcing things in my business and in my life. And that's creating economic boom for others because you're inadvertently employing other people. When you have a housekeeper, you're helping her support her family. If maybe you use a grocery delivery service, you know, you're helping support that small business owner. So it's a good thing to learn to outsource and delegate. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like time is way more precious than money. So I am willing to pay money so that I can get back my time. And that's truly the sign of a freedom-driven entrepreneur, that you honor your time more than your money. Not saying that we want to be wasteful with our money, but we can't get back that time. Time is so precious. So number three, learn to do a brain dump and time block. I've talked about this before, but I think it's worth re-mentioning. And what do I mean by a brain dump? So a brain dump, and you can do this many different ways, but basically I do it right in my date book. but you can just take a, you know, a big sheet of paper and a notepad, and you basically dump your brain, everything that's spinning around in your brain that you keep thinking, oh, I got to remember to do this. Oh, I got to remember to make that call. Oh, Susie needs a doctor appointment. Oh, I'm overdue for my dentist appointment. Oh, I got to mail that birthday card out. Oh, I got to work on this project at work. Oh, I'm supposed to be doing this, you know, podcast for my business. Whatever it is that's floating around in your brain that you keep thinking about, oh, I got to remember to do this. I need to do that. Put it on that paper. Just dump your brain, everything out. Just put it on the paper. Then you're going to look at those things and look at your week ahead. I like to do this. You can do it monthly, but I like to do it weekly. And pick the things that are on that dump list that you need to get done that week. Maybe look to see on there, what can you delegate? What can you start outsourcing? And then what do you need to do? And does it need to be done this week? Then you put it into your date book. And here is the key, guys. Block off the time that it will take to do that. And if you really want to get cool with it, get some colored markers or pencils and highlight that area in the pretty color, whatever color that represents. So if it's something for your business, you're going to highlight it in whatever color you want. Something for your family, you highlight that in a different color. So you can color code your week as well. But then you have that blocks of time, and that's where you're going to open up that drawer when it's time to work in your business that you've marked down in your calendar. That's when you're working on things. And if you are a mompreneur and trying to work at home right now, and you have a lot of things on your plate, it may mean that you have to get really creative with that time. Maybe it's getting up early and doing things before your kids get up, before chaos ensues with little ones. Maybe it's while the little ones are napping, you're going to work on your business. Maybe if you're a night person, you're going to stay up a little bit later and work on it. So figure out where you can get creative with your time blocking. But I love that because it's a good visual of when I'm working on what. Now, here's something I do want to stress is it doesn't mean that your calendar has to have something in it for every space. You are allowed and you are encouraged to have white space on your calendar. And I know for me, I actually work better that way. If I know that I have some white space on there that I can kind of, I'm an Enneagram 7, if you follow Enneagram, and very much into freedom, flexibility. So I don't like to have everything totally scheduled. Now, some people like that and they want everything scheduled out. I have a friend that she works really well that way. For me, I block out the important tasks that need to be done, but then I allow to have that white space that I have a little freedom and flexibility to kind of go with whatever I'm in the mood to do during that time. But the most important things are they have a block of time that I have to get to those that day. The other thing that works well for me with my calendar is, especially if we are in a season of working a lot, like my husband and I are in right now. He's with his job, he's been doing a lot of overtime. And for me, again, I'm launching this podcast. I'm working on a really fabulous course I'm creating and picking up some new coaching clients. So a lot on my plate and still trying to run my other business. So there's a lot on my plate. But we know that it's short term, it's for a season. So we're okay with that. So, but what I need so that I can work hard is I need to know, when are my days off? When are the days that I can block out totally just to go have fun? So as long as I know there is a day off, like this week, it is slammed. We are both working and working a lot until Thursday. Thursday's his birthday. So we're taking Thursday off. And actually he's taking Thursday, Friday, and Saturday off. I haven't decided. I'll probably still sneak in a little work in the morning those days, but I'm okay with us both working super hard because we know we have some time off together coming up. So I hope that helps. I hope that makes sense. Number four, where are we at? Number four, watch out for time wasters. Facebook, tasks that don't make you money, perfectionism. Perfectionism is a time waster. We don't need to be perfect. It just needs to be done. It doesn't need to be perfect for most things. And also another big time waster is second guessing ourselves. Oh, this is so bad. I'm guilty of this. Like my husband, like, quit second guessing. Just go with it. Sometimes we spend so much time thinking about something. We just need to make a decision and trust our gut and go with it. So watch out for the time wasters. Number five, take time off. I kind of just talked about that. Totally unplug. When you have time off, unplug. Turn off the cell phone. Don't get on social media. You will be better for it. Take the vacation. You know, I don't know what the percentage is, but I heard once about how many people don't take their vacation. And that's sad because you will come back so much better, so much more refreshed, so much more motivated to work when you take some time off, whether it's a day, a weekend, an hour, a week, a month, whatever you need. And I'll tell you, that is really hard for me. I love to work. I love to achieve. So taking time off was something I struggled with for a long time. And that actually is one of the reasons why I loved when we took up sailing, because I found it was a hobby that took a lot of attention and it took my mind off of things. And it was something I could concentrate on besides work. And I couldn't be on my phone while we were sailing. I would put my phone away. So maybe find a hobby that totally distracts you so you can really turn things off. And number six, be easy on yourself. Remember, we are not striving for equal hours of equal things. We're just striving for quality time of everything that's important to us. And the definition I looked up online, a definition of harmony I loved. It says the quality of forming a pleasing and consistent whole. I'll repeat that. The quality of forming a pleasing and consistent whole. W-H-O-L-E. I love that image that your goal is just to create a pleasing and consistent whole. So the whole circle is put together, but the pieces of pie may not be equal. And that's okay, because the whole thing is beautiful. And that's what we want for our lives, right? It's just to have a whole beautiful life. So I'd love to know, what tip will you try? What else would you add to this? How do you find it possible to have more harmony, or if you want to use the word balance, in your life right now? What tips could you share? Also, I do want to mention my little shameless plug here, because it's coming up. Is if any of these things that I'm sharing are resonating with you and you're like, oh, I'd love to hear more about that. I need to hear more about that. Shoot me an email. I'd love to send you some more details about the upcoming new Shift Sales Soar Academy that I'm working on, where I'm going to take the female entrepreneur from hustle to harmony. And in 90 days, you are going to have more peace, more joy, more harmony in your life. And I promise you, you will not lose your status. You will not lose your income. In fact, you'll probably make some more money and do it in a way that feels more at peace with you. Every time I have really got intentional about living in harmony and doing all the things that I'm going to share with you in a Shift Sales Soar Academy, I've actually made a lot more money. They're usually my best seasons of my business. And I've seen that happen with other women I've worked with as well. Now, here's the thing, though, about this academy that's coming up. It's a beta program because I'm tweaking some things. I want to test out some things. So just how it's going to work. I know what I'm teaching. I'm just kind of playing around with how I'm going to teach it, because it's going to be, it's not just a course you sign up and you watch videos. Like, I'm going to be there for you. There'll be live Zoom calls. There'll be some one-on-one coaching. There'll be a group community. But because I'm testing it out, I'm only going to have about 10 people. I think I'm going to limit it to 10 committed female entrepreneurs who are ready to move away from stress and guilt into joy, peace, and create the time to have a freedom-driven life. So if that sounds good to you, shoot me an email and I can give you the details and we'll see if it's a good fit for you or not. Or if you know somebody who might be interested, please forward this information on to them. All right. As always, thank you for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. And I would always love to hear from you. So shoot me a DM on Instagram or an email. Hey, friends, real quick before you go, if you found value in today's episode, can you do me a huge favor? Hit the subscribe button and leave a review. And then let's connect on Instagram. Just look for Sherry Miter. Feel free to DM me and let me know what you enjoyed most about today's show. And last, but probably the most important, head over to my website at unchartedentrepreneurs.com to schedule your free discovery call. Or if you know you need a business coach to help you work on some new strategies to scale your business, then I'd invite you to grab a vision strategy session. In 90 minutes, you'll have a clearer vision and action steps to get you headed in the right direction. Mention this podcast to receive a discount on your first session.